The Frontier House in the village of Lewiston was built in 1824 and, throughout its history, hosted numerous prominent figures, including New York Governor DeWitt Clinton, President William McKinley, Henry Clay, Mark Twain, and many more.
Charles Dickens, Jenny Lind, John O'Sullivan. I have to, you know, stop and think of who was there, but yeah. Very historic.
Village of Lewiston Mayor Ann Welch says there was a promise made to the residents to find a new owner for the building, which has sat unused for many years and has fallen into disrepair in spots. It's a wish fulfilled, with private investors now agreeing to buy and restore Frontier House. The purchasers are a partnership including William Palladino of Buffalo's Ellicott Development and Jeffrey Williams of Great Lakes Real Estate. Among the possibilities is restoring it as a boutique hotel, but Welch says that's up to the developers. The building, which is included on the National Registry of Historic Places, was also home to a McDonald's franchise for nearly three decades until that closed in 2004. Welch says that won't happen again. Lewiston takes its history and heritage quite seriously.
Just the building itself is so unique. I mean, we do have a lot of historic properties in the village, and actually I even live in a historic house in the Plain Street District. But yeah, people love their history. I think it was Jimmy Carter said it was one of the most historic mile in the country.
WBFO placed calls to both Palladino and Williams for this story, but the calls were not returned. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.